This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome in on the 20th of September to Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits, we talk hitting. You streakers try to predict hitting. A real good way to do it is to pick Trey Turner of the Dodgers.
2-0. Pulled over third, base hit Trey Turner. Hitting streak 15 games, longest in the majors.
There have been 11 hitting streaks in the National League of 15 games or more. Three of them belong to Trey Turner, including the MLB season high of 26. Dude is a machine. And with that hit, the streaker named Bunger locked up his double down. He had Ty France, who went 2-for-4 with a 2-run homer. And well done, Bunger. You're at 35. You could still beat this thing. The thing is the streak. Got to get to 57 to win $5.6 million. Today, you must be at 25 or higher to get there. You must be at 14 or higher to have a chance to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26 in his streak of 45, the leader in the clubhouse for 10 grand. There's 16 more days in the baseball season. 32 is the highest a streaker could get if you started today. Get it? I think you do. Right behind Bunger is Badco 1GR at 34. Got there with a double down of Carlos Correa of the flailing Minnesota Twins. And this man, who was one of Ryan Porth's picks yesterday morning.
And Daza will bring him home with a ball to left center field. Daza digging for second, throw on the way, not going to get him. Back-to-back doubles, and the Rockies lead it 5-2. Can't keep a good man down. Daza was 0-for-2.
Oh, it's Daza they're talking about. I thought it was Porth they were talking about as the good man who you can't keep down. Ryan Porth with the picks and the pods solo yesterday. Thank you, sir. I am Matt Spiegel. The 28-year-old Venezuelan Daza has locked down the number two spot in the Rockies lineup. He's hitting 308 on the year with over 300 at-bats. Bunger and Badco 1GR are the only two streakers in the 30s. Sean Breen is alive at 29. Remember, got to be at 25 to have a shot at the big money. So that is good news for streakers who are at least 25, like Skeet 300, MIA Torkelson, HOF, Uru, Big Ricky, and Baseball Fan 37. Coming up later on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, we make our picks for today. And also, we discuss and award the Manager of the Year Awards. We'll do a different award every day of this week, so keep hanging with us all baseball season long. In Milwaukee, Corbin Burns got rocked. Max Scherzer did not. Six perfect innings as Max picked up his 200th win. The big blast came from a big man.
Again, the 1-2. And Alonso tries one deep left field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Pete Alonso crushes one. Number 36 to put the Mets on top 3-0.
That's Pete Alonso with home run number 36. The Mets clinched their first playoff spot since 2016. Alonso celebrated in a way I would not have, Ryan. He requested his teammates douse him in ketchup and mustard. They did so. There's red-stained clothes in the photos of the night. I'm not sure why that was the choice. In the AL Central, those flailing Twins I mentioned, 1-9 in their last 10 against the Guardians. Cleveland and Amed Rosario own Minnesota.
Ahmed with a fly ball to deep left field. Go ball. It is gone to the home run porch. Home run number 11 for Ahmed Rosario. Another three-run blast. And
That opens up a little breathing room for Cleveland. It's a Mets' second three-run home run in the series.
That team, man, they play defense, they run the pitch well. They're 12-3 in their last 15 games. Good enough to take this division unless the White Sox sweep starting tonight. And in L.A., this is just to tell you that sometimes I don't think StatCast is correct.
Wow! Oh, my! Whoa! Joey Gallo, way gone!
437 seems short.
It sure does. The sound alone, you knew it was way gone, and it was hard to see where the ball was even going to land.
437 feet? No way. You told me that was 480. I buy it. Either way, from Gallo there at Dodger Stadium, super high, super long, super impressive, and made Joe Davis go, whoa!
Oh, my God!
No way 437 does that to Joe Davis. No way.
Whoa!
Whoa!
It's Slam Diego!
Don Arcillo, angry that you're co-opting his line, Porthinator. All right, so manager of the year. Look, for me, this is the manager. The description is this. Who has done the most with the least? Who has affected the culture and the environment the most positively? Who is the best facilitator and communicator for all the relationships that have to be healthy to make a ball club function at its best? I need a good manager, Ryan, who is leading, delegating, honest. He's holding players accountable, holding himself and the coaches accountable. Be open to admitting you might have been wrong, especially with the modern player. They need to know that you're open to that. Trust your process. Work tirelessly to improve the process. That's basically my description of a real good manager.
And typically with the manager of the year, it's either the surprise team where the manager gets the recognition of winning the award, or it's a new manager with a new team and they had success.
Right. It's usually what it is. I'll run through mine in the American League, and then you tell me what you like.
Okay.
Dusty Baker keeps a well-oiled machine humming. In Houston, Brandon Hyde has helped a young, talented bunch come together and believe in themselves. Scott Servais has done a great job with a young and diverse group in Seattle. He'll get some votes, but Terry Francona is the best in the game. He's winning a division with a team that is rebuilding, tiny payroll, one legit superstar, a rotation in constant flux. 15 different players have made their MLB debut. That team still plays the best and the cleanest in the American League Central. Terry Francona, I believe, will get his third Manager of the Year award.
Francona is certainly a worthy choice because they came into the season, you know, with a new team name, thinking that everybody, you know, was going to have either the Twins or the White Sox winning the division with preseason predictions, mostly the White Sox, but some thought the Twins were the sexy team. But here's Cleveland. Now, maybe it's by process of elimination because Minnesota has underachieved and we all know the White Sox have underachieved. But the point you bring up with keeping the rotation together almost with duct tape at times, I do lean Francona in this. I think second place in this award should be Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker, what he's done in Houston, everybody thought they may take a little bit of a step back after last season, after losing Carlos Correa in free agency, and that offense has just, as you put it, kept humming. So I would probably have Francona 1 and Dusty 2.
Okay. So we're together on Francona, but much closer in Ryan's mind, and Dusty higher on the voting. I get it. National League, Brian Snitker makes really smart big-picture adjustments every year, and the Braves are rolling again. Torey Lovello is a shot to win this next year, I think, if the Diamondbacks keep progressing. Dave Roberts, I'm sorry, but the roster's just too good, and the whole thing is just too good for me to give you credit. Although, I mean, I suppose people could make their case. Oliver Marmol in his debut season has mixed the kids he knows well from the minors with veterans, and he's managed how they use Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, guys like that, perfectly. So that's been impressive. But to me, Buck Showalter has made what could have been an overpaid disaster function really well. He's got veteran leaders who've been in place. That helps. But he's also shown the ability to evolve and change as an older manager, which has to be noticed and commended, like it should be with Dusty. I think Buck is going to win his fourth Manager of the Year award with his fourth different team. Legend.
Hard to disagree. very hard to disagree. If they were to, if they beat out the Braves, who have been baseball's best team really since what, mid-June,
mm-hmm.
and if they still outlast the Braves to win the NL East in a season where both DeGrom and Scherzer have been on the injured list, I think it all might almost be unanimous for Buck Showalter.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very, very close to unanimous. Maybe Ollie Marmol second or Snitker.
Probably Marmol.
Yeah.
Probably Marmol. Yeah, I mean, look, Dave Roberts could win like, what, 113, 114 games
yeah.
and not even be in the top two or three of this?
I know, it's crazy.
Wild.
All right, that was fun. Baseball conversation. Look at that. Tomorrow we do Rookies of the Year. But next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, our picks for today for streakers.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
16 games in MLB today. There is a doubleheader somewhere mixed in there. Who's got the doubleheader? It's the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. That's who have it. That first game just coming your, in the afternoon.
Just your typical Diamondbacks-Dodgers doubleheader that we see every year.
Yeah, every year.
In Los Angeles, because games get rained out in L.A. all the time.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's why I didn't notice. Time for the fourth pick. Ryan, who you got to tell streakers to pick today?
So Aaron Civale on the mound for the Guardians tonight. His first start back in almost a month. It's the first of a three-game series here in Chicago. I'll be in attendance, and I'll be expecting Eloy Jimenez to tee one up against Civale. Jimenez is 5-for-11 in his career against Civale with two home runs. Jimenez hitting .404 in his last 12 games. He's on fire. He's better against righties. He's better at home. And I think Civale being a little rusty is going to cater to the fact that Eloy is on fire. And also with Civale, he has a career .301 batting average against the White Sox. So give me Eloy.
You got it. Eloy against Civale should be a fun one tonight. My daily double A is actually a double anecdotal. Truth be told, Ketel Marte is 10 for 55 this month, hitting .182, but he lights up when he sees Tyler Anderson. Remember, I did this before. Marte got him for two hits last time he faced him. I was successful that day. Let's do it again. How about a .480 batting average for Marte against Tyler Anderson, 12 for 25. He lights up when he sees Tyler, and that continues today in the second of the two games between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. And Patrick Corbin Day has been a confusing holiday lately. Last three starts, three hits allowed, then 12 hits allowed, then four hits allowed. That trend leans back towards being terrible today, and he faces the Braves, one of the best offenses in the game. Austin Riley homered last night. His 8-for-27 lifetime against Corbin. I think he gets him tonight. The other thing is that if Corbin loses today, he'll be 6-19. And I don't know if Dave Martinez is going to put him back out there to lose his 20th. So if you want to. Oh, I know, but I don't know if he will. If you want to pick against Patrick Corbin, I recommend doing it today. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Tell people. It's fun over here. Wherever you get your podcast, make sure you're playing the game inside the MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, and especially ours, Eloy Jimenez, Ketel Marte, and Austin Riley, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.